This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, by my estimation, there are three important orders of Astro business going on right now. There's more than that number of items on the to-do list, but the ones that are the highest priority, and Dana Brown has openly said this, is re-signing Alex Bregman. I'm guessing while I was gone, Seth, Bregman came up as a topic once or twice. He's looking for that 200 milli right now.
Well, no, and the kind of like the official stamp of authenticity on the 156 million dollar offer. That it's a kind of the same discussions we were already having when that report first surfaced a couple of weeks ago. It's been a lot, but now the news that Kyle Tucker is being brought up repeatedly in conversations with the Astros as a trade target made things that much more interesting.
Yeah, we'll get to Tucker. I saw this cut yesterday. This is from Rob Bradford, who generates content on the Red Sox. I don't know that he's on a radio station. He was a guest on WEEI yesterday. That's our sister station up in Boston, or over the weekend. And he also does that Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, which is an Odyssey property. He said that he is hearing the Red Sox are honing in on Breggy.
I do think what they are focused on is Alex Bregman. And I would not have said that 24 hours ago. I did not account for Alex Bregman in the way that maybe I should have accounted for and how much they prioritize, because right-handed hitter, obviously open to a move to second base, a championship pedigree. Yes, I understand about the championship he won in Houston, but still, the type of guy that they need in that clubhouse from a position player standpoint, it checks off a lot of boxes. His price is going to be, right now, it's uncomfortable because Boris is feeling good about himself, but still, I mean, to me, like, from what I hear, like, this is a very, very real thing when it comes to the Red Sox prioritizing this.
Okay, and the thing we should acknowledge, and I know you guys already have, I'm sure, like, Juan Soto's contract getting done, that you had a lot of teams that probably had some dollar amount earmarked to go after Juan Soto. He ends up getting the biggest contract in the history of team sports, $765 million. We'll talk about that later in the show. $765 million for 15 years with the Mets. So you have a lot of teams that thought, especially the Yankees, that thought they were going to be in on Soto, and now it's like, all right, well, we're not going to get Soto. Whoever we go after other than Soto is going to be like a third of the total money that we, you know, there's probably some teams feeling like, okay, we got a little something to spend right now, you know?
It's found money.
Yeah, a little bit.
That money that we didn't spend on almost $1 billion on
right,
a player.
On yeah. one guy, yeah. On one guy. So this is where it gets, this is where it gets a little scary. If you're an Astros fan that's hoping they can retain Bregman, the Red Sox, you know, a team that spends money being in here, Yankee fans now are clamoring for Bregman. They seem to have forgotten the cheating scandal wholeheartedly. You know, like, go after Bregman now.
Well, even in that soundbite right there, who in baseball is still bringing up the 2017 World Series when it comes to discussing the tenure of within baseball, there is zero discussion about, like, well, I don't know. We have to discount his 2017 numbers.
Oh, no. I don't think any front offices are doing that.
No, God, yeah. No. Not at all.
It's the fan hypocrisy that gets, you know, that'll be a side dish to all this.
Yeah, and we know that. Like, look, just like the Astros bringing in Osuna, you know, that's a much bigger level of fan skepticism or discontent, I think, right now than any team that's hungry for a championship will very quickly re-educate themselves on the entire being better than everybody else scandal, and it'll be long gone in the rearview mirror until Bregman enters into one of his just really, at this point, pretty impressive lengthy slumps. So
yeah, and they come early. We'll find out right away.
I almost, for like Bregman himself, I'm like, man, I don't. Dude, he always starts so slow. Do you really want that in a new place? Here, we're like, Bregman's off to a slow start again.
We've baked it in already. We know it's coming, yeah.
Yeah, that to a new fan base, that's going to be, it's going to feel, it's going to feel rough.
This Tucker thing is interesting, too, because for me, the two are almost tied together. Like, I think losing Bregman is a big, you know, that's a big pin that gets knocked out from underneath the Astros here. The Astros have been able to replace these guys that walk in free agency before, but you're talking about replacing them on teams that are winning 105 games a year. Like, you're talking about replacing Alex Bregman, one of your best players, on a team that won 88 games last season, you know, and struggled mightily for a third of the season right out of the chute, you know?
And this is where the rubber meets the road.
There's no replacement in-house right now for Bregman.
This is where the rubber meets the road in terms of giving a long, long contract to Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I don't trust that Alex Bregman is going to be as good at the age of 36 as Jose Altuve. He's had injuries, and the injuries tend to affect him as he's trying to play through it. And he's very open about how it'll affect his mechanics and all that kind of stuff. I get the hesitancy, whether it was the organization's, you know, MO or not, to not give out long contracts. I get nervous with Bregman on a 10-year deal.
Yes.
And yet there's somebody out there that's not going to be as nervous.
Yeah, I don't know that. That's interesting. The 10-year deal. Like, I don't know that he's getting.
Like an 7 or 8 year deal.
Longer than Crane normally does, I think. That's a fair point. Here's the other thing about, if we're going to compare those two, like, Alex Bregman is, you know, prepare for blasphemy among some people that are wearing Bregman jerseys right now. He is a very good player. He's not a Hall of Fame level player. Jose Altuve is a Hall of Fame level player. You know, forget about all the emotions, how you feel about Altuve. Just divorce yourself of any emotion and just look at, I hate to say it, the back of the baseball card.
Yeah.
Altuve was a top five MVP guy less than 2 years ago. Like, he is, for a second baseman, he routinely has excellent power numbers, an excellent OPS. He's fine defensively. He's not what, you know, he's a 34, he's an aging defensive player, but it's second base. It's not a high leverage defensive position out on the diamond. So that's the thing for me too, as we're comparing the aging part of it here. Like, yeah, Jose Altuve's 34, turning 35, I guess, right now. I don't know what his exact age. He's mid 30s. He's still silver slugger, all-star caliber level player. So the Bregman thing, it's, you know, as much as I sit here and say Alex Bregman is not a Hall of Famer, he's still a very good baseball player. And the problem for the Astros is he is light years ahead of whatever is going to be replacing him at third base.
Yeah.
You know, especially now that Adames is off the market.
And this, look, the haves and have nots in baseball in terms of market size and everything else. You look at Steve Cohen for the Mets, and he's one of the richest owners in one of the biggest markets, and they're playing in a different financial league than the Astros are.
Yep.
So that's the. Are you ever going to be able to compete with teams like that? I don't know. That wasn't the case. You lost Correa ultimately to the Twins. You lost Springer to the Blue Jays. It's not like they. It's the Astros versus the big market teams.
Right.
It's the Astros methodology versus other teams.
Yeah, and like, Crane owns a logistics company. Last I checked, you don't stray far from your rule book when you're in the logistics business.
That's the thing that struck me too. When you think about guys like Steve Cohen, he's a hedge fund guy versus somebody like Crane who runs an actual business.
Yeah.
And it's a different world. Like, Crane lives in the world of actual, your money spent in the future affects you and you feel it and you know, and you got to run an actual business. I feel like the whole world view is going to be different with somebody like Crane
than it is
for Cohen, who's just kind of sees money for what it is, which is just a kind of a mythical thing that is monopoly money at the end of the day. Whereas with Crane, it's like, no, these are, These are widgets.
Yeah.
And I gotta preserve these widgets.
Where are you on the Chandler Rome story about the phone lines burning up? It sounds like teams calling the Astros about Tucker as opposed
Dana
to vice
Brown,
versa right now.
You know, Dana Brown kind of framed it as like, hey, you're having these conversations at the owners' meetings and whatnot. And, yeah, a lot of names come up as people are thinking outside the box and all of that. But I would think that there's somebody out there with a lot of money or a very ambitious plan that's definitely thinking about trying to pry Kyle Tucker away from
the Astros. They're going to need more than money. They will need money because Tucker is going to – unless they do what the Yankees did, which is trade for Juan Soto with the last year of arbitration and then let him walk. You know,
right? I should say assets. Somebody with a lot of assets,
but they need money too. I think it'd be silly to trade a ton of minor leaguers for a guy you get for 1 year like that. You know,
I think that probably this would be an interesting Pender poll, Sean, because I feel like a sentiment changed within the fan base over the course of the last year, and I think given that, you know, we full bore after years and years of people being chicken little about the pipeline and saying, well, look, all right, yeah, everybody says the Astros pipeline isn't good, and then they always end up delivering all of these all-stars that weren't high-rated by Keith Law or whomever else. It's real now, and if you accept that Crane's never going to give out a 10-year deal, rip the Band-Aid off right now for the long-term good of the future. If they get an incredible bundle of prospects,
Godfather
that,
offer.
Yeah. Like, you got to take that right now.
Okay, so the question...
Maybe I'm wrong on that.
So the question on the poll would be, for Astro fans, would you be okay with moving... What, just Kyle Tucker or Tucker or Framber or both or just Kyle Tucker?
Kyle Tucker. Okay. I feel like Kyle Tucker is the one that people are more emotionally tied to. And Tucker's just been – he's been so much more consistent than Framber in and not to insult Framber or anything, but over the course of Kyle Tucker's career, once the switch flipped for him, he's been very healthy, he's been very steady, he's been very consistent, and I don't think his injury last year is going to affect any team's valuation of him, because that was as simple as, okay, he got hit by a baseball.
Yes.
He's not injury prone or something. He got hit by a baseball and they misdiagnosed it at first.
Yeah. And they'll double check the injury and everything like that to make sure it's all good. You know, we went through that with
That's
Correa.
True. We thought Correa had gotten healthy.
Yeah. So they'll double check it and everything. But among outfielders, the only players over the last four seasons since 2020, since Kyle Tucker became a full-time player in 2020, the only outfielders with more wins above replacement are Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Mookie Betts. And those guys all have...
I've heard of all those.
10 to 15-year deals for jillions and jillions of dollars. So,
are we going to be like Yankees fans if Kyle Tucker... Let's say if we got the next year and he left in free agency, would we act like Yankees fans did with Juan Soto? Where, like, Juan Soto... was never anything except transparent from the quotes I saw about how he had no loyalty to the Yankees whatsoever. They're acting like he's the biggest traitor on earth.
That's the crazy thing. I was thinking about that this morning because we'll play some of that reaction a little later in the show. There is a PettyCast on Tuesday, after all, at 8 o'clock. We'll get to that. But for those who missed it, there have been a lot of overreactions, I think, from Yankee fans who just can't believe that a player would take the money. That's the ironic part. Yankee fans complaining about players. You took the money. Like, you've been getting guys like that forever. To answer your question, Seth, no. I think Astro fans, Bregman's the big one because I think, you know, he's the one that would choose. He'd be choosing to walk in free agency a la Soto.
No. That's what I'm saying, if it was next year and Kyle Tucker chose to walk.
It was Tucker. Yeah, I think it'd be the same as I feel about Bregman right now, which is I think Astro fans understand the ecosystem the Astros operate in, and we're a little classier than Yankee fans. That's all. We'll tip our cap to them and say, thank you for the World Series championships.
The difference is...
Of course, Yankee fans can't say thank you for the World Series championships.
Right, and with Tucker, with Bregman and Tucker, I think part of it is that we know that, okay, you go into it knowing that the Astros probably aren't going to be able to compete with the huge money teams.
Yeah.
And you almost accept it. Whereas you're right, with the Yankees... It's the sweet, sweet hypocrisy of Yankees fans who are so accustomed to daddy buying them whatever they want. And then all of a sudden, no, you can't shop at the Dior store. You know, that's tough for a little rich bastard.
It is. And he was there for 1 year. Like, it's not
he
like,
was traded. He was traded to the Yankees. Yeah. It wasn't even
there for 1 year. Just, we gave you our hearts and our souls. Like, what are you talking about?
And like the whole Carlos Beltran, when the Astros, you know, when we were upset about Carlos Beltran, it was more the way Carlos Beltran had strung the Astros along.
Yeah.
There was none of that here.
No.
It's the first, you know, it's the big deal early in free agency.
Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Good to be back. The headlines. Let's get into the Texans. They're getting Christian Harris and Kenyon Green back. What does that mean? We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans on that. A former Texan signs in a very interesting place. We will get to that as well. Monday Night Football last night. What did you think of the Simpsons broadcast last night? We'll get into all of that coming up next in headlines. Stay there.